Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yongera katonde ngaliza manyi.
At good and mighty hand cloud.
Omugoromize oyo atuigiriza okugasa.
We refer him who teach us to profit.
Na tulage kubule tubatukwata.
Show us the way we have to go.
Atena atukulemberamu.
And leads us.
Omugoromize muri boboka kasanga akuyigiriza.
We refer in you if you are sure he has taught you.
Iranga muri owulira oli mwete kufuteka mu nkola
muri. And if you feel you are ready to put in action every day.
Kwa mukama.
The teaching of the Lord.
Mongere ngaliza manyi.
And him a mighty hand cloud.
Ugambe tili mu
Tell him there's no teacher like you. And I read the Job 36, verse 22. Tell him you're mighty. No one teach like you.
In,
inside your cloud.
As
you commit yourself, put an action things he's taught.
It
will be a very terrifying thing.
That
don't put an action things he's
taught.
As he's taken his time. And is run with you. And they never appear in harvesting the
marrow.
And the crown never appears. Because
you've
not run as the laws are. Now,
I am
a mighty hand cloud.
You
thank you, Father Almighty. And His word of our Lord Jesus. And His Holy Spirit. And for armies of angels. That He sends always to serve us. And the great they serve with the young, and that is not easy. The greater to serve the younger. We are children of men. What are we that God may be mindful of us? What are we that He sends angels to serve us? Now the goodness of God is exceeding. We give Him glory and honor.
Amen.
Amen. I request you sit down as you prepare your book. You prove that your pen writes very well. You prove you have a Bible. Because we become disciples.
Right
now we send it to Matthew 28. Verse 18 to 20. To go make all nations disciples.
As we
baptize, enter name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And we teach them all that the Lord Jesus commanded us. For He is together with us up to the end. When He said we commit them to the faithful people. As they say in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 to 3. Those will be able to teach them to others.
Are
be able to teach them to others. The Holy Spirit writes in your life. That is your inner man. Your heart. Even your mind. Them to prepare them well. Now in the time when you are in need. He will remind you.
And
to show him your fellow worker with him. When he writes in you write in your book. That you can be ready to teach others.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We thank God again He's gathered us. But we have to take a striving.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We're going to move on with our second part.
Of
the heading we started with you. That if you will work with the Holy Spirit, you have to agree with the standard He sets up. You have to agree with the standard that the Holy Spirit sets up. If you will work with Him in the revival and restoration of all things, praise Jesus much. But as we move on with the second part, this is a word of wisdom towards you. Praise Jesus much. It is good you be diligent before you are chosen to go and do the work. Instead of waiting for the work to appear, and then you rise up, begin to be diligent. Because He will not choose you at that point.
No,
He will not choose you in that time. Because many times when you are here, people when they hear, right now we are calling people from the north and the west, in the east, central, they are coming. And we are going to minister. People rise up to be diligent. And they rise up, be diligent. Every day they try to be present around. And bring out book, quick off the dust from the books. But you know one thing, that God remains with the other sign. The
seal,
he remains with the other seal, that God knows his own. You cannot con him. He will not choose you on that day. Many of you have abilities in different ministrations, and you don't mind to rise up, report yourselves. You just sit it down.
There
even some who say, I cannot enter in that thing now. What if it knocks? Yes. What if it knocks? And me too, I knock with it. They are right on the side watching.
You know,
people enter into the army and they are rebels.
There
are those who join them because they have nothing to occupy them, and even the future they do not have it. Now they go to die in the rebel campaigns. When you are in the war, they do not try much that you win the war to take over the government.
There
are those who say, let us fight.
When
government, they begin to prepare, order them while in the bush. Look at you, you don't strive, you're not diligent.
Yet,
entering into the rebel campaign,
you entered
because you had nothing to do and you had not a future. And you say, let me go die in that war. Now when you survive and
you
reach to victory, you wonder how you survived and you never died in the war. But if you reach in the government and the rebels have taken over,
they
do not give you a responsible position, for they saw you right from the bush. And you were not diligent in
the
times of fighting to take up authority, and you're not a planner. You never added any value on them. You
are
in the war, same where it ends, me too, I'll end there.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus, man. Some of you are like that in the full knowledge. I want to give a separate. Full knowledge is not just going to pick out one by one person. After being prepared, trained well, going to gather up people, children of God from wherever they are. It's not to preach one by one to join on us. No. It's go to gather up multitudes.
Meet
wonder why we are like this on this number.
When that
time is come, I'm opening the door.
Of course,
but you've not cooked well.
How
you say but? We are few seated here.
It's
not even a powerful ministry here. You move right on the side watching. They are right on the side. That if they dare fail, me, I will not get shamed. Me, I enter and to involve in myself. Is it not like that? You are right on the side.
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus much. You are calculating.
The
point it will rise up to work, you forget God knows those who are his. You know, in the Acts he said, they choose me this and the other
for
the work I have called them for. Now a trouble came.
Did you know?
Holy Spirit, all the time he has been seeing them.
ngarabo abanyikira
diligent and those not
kati mission zitaandika
missions begin
banondere gundere
gundere choose me this and those
abalala bagendo
okula the rest you see
atenze
what about me
sit banno
me have not chosen me
munanga bamute babalunze
and the others were not chosen
kati someko miko atume
that's written in the acts
biko atume sura ya 13
ikora batume sura ya 13 ikora batume sura ya 13 olinyo lusoka
acts chapter 14 from verse 1
mu Antiochia mu kanisa yaliyo yaliyo waliwo banabbi abanabbi nabayigiriza Barnaba ne Simeoni eyali ayitibwa Niga ne Lukiyo owe Kulene ne Manayeni eyayonsebwa awamu ne Kerudi owe Sasa ne Saulo.
Now there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers as Barnabas and Simeon that was called Niga and Lucius of Cyrene and Manaen who had been brought up with Herod the tetrarch and Saul. Yes. It was a church. There are disciples many in there. There are prophets and the teachers. They are sons of encouragement.
They are
Barnabas. And they are within there. Now, verse 2 says, they began to choose those going out in missions. The Spirit remained knowing those who
are
His. God the Father and He knows it. God the Word of the Son, Jesus Christ, and He knows. And the Holy Spirit knows this one and this one. Even angels
knew.
Are those diligent will be able to minister with them? No, that is another study. Wanted you to first hear of it. That you get to know that missions as they come, when God knows those who are His. Let's finish the verse 2.
If you go over to Mesula ya 13 no linyolo okubiri.
Acts chapter 14 verse 2.
Ngabawereza mukama waffe nokusiba omoyo mutukuvu nagamba nti munonde le Barnaba ne Saulo bakolo omulimu gwemba yitidde.
And as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit said, separate me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. Yes. He said no. They choose for me Barnabas. Remember the Holy Spirit. Remember the one who leads us. Those who are His who know the standard very well. Those who have been standing on it. You know Barnabas. He was the son of encouragement. Yes.
In
Acts chapter 4. We shall read of him. He is striving. He puts in all the strength. He tries everywhere. And Apostle Paul decided to leave every rubbish of the world. And he tried much. He too strived.
And
he said, I have another goal I'm pursuing. I cannot see that I've reached, but I'm pressing on. Those the Spirit chose, He knew them in the system. You think He does not know you. You wait that it works, then you come to evolve yourself. You are lying. I know you. Praise Jesus much. You speak to that, your brethren. Do not think you're going to call God in the mission. That you fluke to be part of it. I know all your pretense. I know how you try to pretend and we see you as if you're around.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus much. Some of ministries they come from. Yes. Some have spent there like 6 years. Still they have never gotten involved in this work. They said no. Let them give me knowledge. That's enough for me. We don't chase you for my ministry. You don't have anything you do here. You have nothing. You too, you know yourself. There's also someone you know. Someone you know there. They don't care. Give me knowledge. When this work will rise to work out, I'll cross sites to join them. I
don't
tell you that sidebar. Even here you were sent to minister. You are right on the side, waiting. You're calculating. When the deal of God bursts out, there are those who had the son became one of the members here. The first son. And they said, it has worked. Let us join. I saw people I took long to see. And God posed it, I no more see them now. Knows how to drive this issue. God knows how to drive this issue very well. He gets the con men of the church very well.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
You're going to fluke
in the worldwide call.
Oh.
You're joking. He knows you. And he's going to say, let them choose me for me, this and this one.
They
think to register. But still, he will choose himself. Yes.
Somebody
said, why register then?
There
are some of the diligence being sought from you.
Again,
you write and register yourself.
Even
if you don't register, he will see you not diligent. I've understood the trick now. Apostle Bob Entebbe. What are you saying there? You see what the deal is? They are right on the side, waiting. They walk right on the side of full knowledge, boundary of it.
And
when they ask them on the roads, do you know full knowledge? Me too, I just went to be there. I heard them say they are called. Me too, I was still analyzing proof whether they are called.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There are
people going to come and he will point them immediately. You minister here and here and here. And you saw it, some even have already entered. And you're seated. Now you're going to get jealousy. You begin to say, maybe apostle, what did they give him? Why did you not give it to me? Friends, what they gave me, why did you not give it to me? Let me leave that aspect. I'll show it to you in its fullness ahead. Brethren, even people are going to shed tears here. You're going to cry. And what makes you cry is what? You're a new member. After we order those to minister, as the responsibilities are in the 8 standard strategies,
The Department
of Heavenly Government.
Department of Central Government.
8 departments of Central Government. Those who remain without responsibilities. We put them in the General Church, which has just come join us. And the ministry moves on the other day. That of the launch.
We're
not yet moved. No. We shall announce the ministers and the church. The members. Are you a member? You or what?
Yes,
praise Jesus, man.
No,
you wait for that also. But I request we move on.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. And by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman and our Bible reader, Teacher Isaac. We love you all. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the Living God. We base in this ministry of the full knowledge of God, in which leads God's worldwide call, the greatest and the last on this planet Earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. On this time, as we still move on, that day God is standard strategies of fulfilling His worldwide promised call. Again, we have another aspect we are seeing. As we see the second part of the heading we planted on the other day, that you must agree with the standard the Holy Spirit has set out if you are to work with Him in the mighty
move
of the Holy Spirit and revival and restoration of all things. You must agree with the standard the Holy Spirit sets up if you will work with Him in revival and restoration of all things. We are on the second part.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So, kumurundi guri.
So on the other time, we last ended as we heard that the Holy Spirit, before you begin to fight the evil one and to order things he has messed up, he first sets up a standard.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Because when you read in Isaiah chapter 59, verse 19, he told us like this.
Isaiah chapter 59,
verse 19.
Kale balitya erinnya lya Mukama okuva ebuvanjuba, n'ekitiibwa kye okuva ebugwanjuba, n'ekitiibwa kye okuva ebuvanjuba. Kubanga alijja ng'omugga ogukulukuta n'amaanyi.
Kubanga omulabe.
Isaiah 59:19.
Isaiah chapter 59, verse 19.
Kale balitya erinnya lya Mukama okuva ebugwanjuba, n'ekitiibwa kye okuva ebuvanjuba. Kubanga omulabe alijja ng'omugga ogukulukuta n'amaanyi, ogulitwalibwa n'omukka gwa Mukama.
So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and His glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Yes. They will fear His name right from the west, and the glory of the Lord from the rising of the sun. For the enemy Satan, he will come like the flood.
Yes.
English speaks of flood.
Naye,
but
umoyo wa Mukama,
the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard to fight against him.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Mm-hmm.
We knew that the enemy Satan passing through his evil spirit comes
and
just the world as the floods, and they enter in all the roads, and they
broke
every rubbish and filth, and they enter even in the house. The world is consumed by the evil spirit, acts of evil, and they are like floods. After they finish the world, they enter in the church.
In
church appear like people of the world.
Him,
the Holy Spirit, what he does,
he
lifts up a standard first, that he may fight with him, that he may spoil his works.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now we are going to work with the Holy Spirit as we heard last time. We have to agree with that standard.
Before we agree
with that standard,
him, the
Holy Spirit, does not allow to go work,
we do
not accept to lead us.
When
that standard has not appeared,
yes,
praise Jesus, man. Remember, we go in the final work on this planet Earth. This work, it is a marvelous work. It is a miracle. It's a wonder. Has destroyed the wisdom of the wise. Now the Holy Spirit cannot take us in that work. Not set up a standard going to destroy that which has been called wisdom. That which has been called understanding.
We're
going to do revival. To say, revival. Things which got faulted,
ask
first order them be on the standard.
Ask
going to work with him.
Ask,
we go to do restoration with him.
Ask
first restore foundations which had gotten wasted in us. Foundations of the eternal life. Everlasting gospel of salvation. He first sets a standard within us. And then he has us to go order all things.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. Remember, in moving with him, we are going to do goodness. Yes. If the goodness of the Spirit is not put in us,
we cannot
go work with him. There is a standard he has to first set up in your life. That's why in Acts chapter 10, verse 38,
he
says that Jesus the Nazarite, who was anointed
with
the Holy Spirit and power, went about doing good,
healing
all oppressed by Satan, because God was with him. Goodness first appeared to be in him. Goodness are one of the standard fruits of the Holy Spirit. We shall get explained of them. Let's read in the Acts, you see. Acts chapter 10, verse 38.
Yesu omunazalesi, Katonda bwe yamufuka kama mafuta n'omwoyo omutukuvu n'amaanyi, eyatambulanga ng'akola bulungi, n'awonyanga bonna abaajogebwanga Setaani, kubanga Katonda yali. Ebikolwa by'abatume, essuula ya 10 n'olunyi lwa 38.
Acts chapter 10, verse 38.
Yesu omunazalesi, Katonda bwe yamufuka kama mafuta n'omwoyo omutukuvu n'amaanyi, eyatambulanga ng'akola bulungi, ng'awonya bonna abaajogebwanga Setaani, kubanga Katonda yali naye.
How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Yes. Jesus Christ the Nazarite, whom God anointed, the Holy Spirit and power, went about doing good. Goodness is one of the spiritual fruits. Praise Jesus, man.
I'm
not going to wake up, do it until it's set it up within you. Yes. You've not healed those oppressed by Satan. When Satan still oppress you, that head we started of it some time back. Heal those oppressed by Satan. When Satan still oppress you, don't expect you're going to do goodness. It's not to set within you.
The
Spirit has a standard on which he wants you to be.
Please
wait for him in the mighty move, as proclaimed by Evangelist Benny Hinn in the 2019, on 13th of September. He said exactly 3 hours. Exactly 3 hours.
And it
clocks on the 13th of September.
In
this year 2022. The mighty, mighty move of the Holy Spirit.
revival and restoration.
Then revival and restoration. It moves. But we all are waiting. But in the waiting time, forgotten the to first set up a standard. That's why we spent a couple of years here. Right from 2016. And being set in as a standard. When the time will come, the Spirit will move with us. Praise Jesus much. Do not expect that goodness is just going to fall on you. That goodness will fall on you on that day. That you move doing good on from that day. Heal those oppressed by Satan that day. When Satan has come oppressing you, and fornication is remained within you, still in immorality, foolishness, and the things like those. That on that day is when they will cease be in you and move is the Holy Spirit. Will that be possible? When I read the Galatians chapter 5 verse 22, when I hear of these spiritual fruits, one of them is goodness. As you said, you on the standard of goodness, move do goodness which is on the standard. Now you think, but that is when he's to tune you. Immediately you enter in goodness from that day onwards. It is not like that. You will not tune you on that day. Set that standard within your life that you're fighting against even up to today. That at the same time you say you wait for him. Is it not that? Are you waiting for him? That on that day he will tune you. And you enter in the standards. Let's read in the Galatians we see. Galatians chapter 5 verse
22. Emirembe, okugumikiriza, ekisa, obulungi, okukiriza.
But the fruits of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. Yes. He must have said that goodness already in you. You
not
move just doing good.
He already
prepared to have his fruits and you move and the conduct is the same. Yes. There's serious trouble there. There are those waiting. We move. We will tune goodness.
With
celebrations, moving is coming. We are going to work with him. And you wait that on that day. He will tune in you joy.
Okay.
By this time, you must have left that mentality of being sorrowful. That heart which is like a rock in you. You look like someone whose forehead has been scratched. You have hatred and bitterness.
That's
to want the goodness be set in you on that day you move with him. You're joking. You are going to lag behind, I tell you.
You're
going to put in the general gathering. The new members who are being prepared and ordered. It's going to be a very great, a terrifying thing.
Secondary level of level six.
We started together about.
You
have to be taken back in primary one.
Nursery.
In nursery, they put their person. And they have not yet discovered where they will sprout out from.
They
don't know that they don't understand them well. When the seed is put in the nursery bed,
they are
going to prove whether it will grow. And to know its type and the way of it.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
But
times it will refine me when I see you.
You celebrate,
wait for the Holy
Spirit.
Move in might. Go to revival.
In restoration
of all things. When you've refused the standard he sets up. That you want to move as you do good.
There's
no goodness in you at all.
You have hatred,
you don't forgive. You hated, you're tired. That you're move doing good with him. And you feel those oppressed by Satan. When he still oppresses you, look at the hatred you have. Look at bitterness. You don't forgive. Look at the lusts and the desires which are vain. Look at the moving aimless.
That's
the level where there's no power. Still you refuse.
You want to tell me,
one has led you in the evils you commit.
Mumalala.
In the pride.
Katubanga.
If on the smaller level, you still fight that he leads you. In the mighty mode. Won't he just kill you?
And
it will be of power. You move, we go. You fall and you still go in. Fornication is still saying, you rise up, slap you. Stop that fornication, we go minister.
Ananias
and Sapphira, they also
opposed
me. The spirit came, we are in work, in the fields. They are still selling portions, retain some. Go out of the way. The moving, he will just beat you. Spirit had already come.
In
the Acts chapter 2, verse 1 to 5. Now in Acts chapter 5,
they
are both still with their stubbornness. He smote them. Get out of the way. Set up a standard, you get foolish on the way. He just killed them.
Who
is in power moving? How is it the preparation? How is it your side? Let us converse together. Yes. Let us converse. Speak with your brethren, tell them.
Did
they beat you, take you from the way?
Oh,
you wait one move in the mind. You've not yet aligned yourself. Dangerous.
You
think move in might, doing what? Let's read in the Acts, we see. Acts chapter 5, from verse 1.
Naye omuntu erinnya lye Ananiya ne Safira mukazi we ne bati n'atunda ebibye.
But a certain man named Ananias with Sapphira, his wife, sold a possession.
Olinnya olwokubiri.
Verse 2.
Ne yeeterekerako ku muwendo mukazi we naye ng'amanyi n'aleeta ekitundu butundu n'ateeka ku bigere by'abatume.
And kept back the part of the price, his wife also knowing it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. Yes. And they did those. Even those who agree with their husband. Now they vote, but they are here silent. Each one is saying, do not expose the secret. Those who make schemes and them, they make their own personal schemes.
See,
they are so effeminate, they are surprising. Them to wait to move is the Holy Spirit. Restoration is coming in power and might. What is power coming to do? To uproot whatever he never planted.
He's going
to find in you what he never planted. You see you too how he approaches you? These ones forsented, spirit moved in might. They are still in the things of the olden phases of being prepared and trained. Now we can sell a portion. We tell them another price. The hypocrisy, they still have it. I don't know what you're even waiting for. Maybe one you're waiting for, you do not know him. Maybe tell you they're going to mightily move. Maybe expect he's going to be doing what? You expect what? You just move aimless. The heart's not settled. The spirit is all in the air, not settled. These have come in the ministry. You finish there. Here we see. Acts chapter 5, verse
3. Ananiya, Sitani akujuliza ki omutima gwo okulimba omwoyo mutukuvu ne weterekerako ku muwendo gw'ennimiro.
But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and to keep back part of the price of the land? He told him,
Sitani akujuliza
ki? Why has Satan filled you?
Kitegeza yali alina mposhon.
Means he had a portion in him. Fine. And
he
topped it up, said, and topped it. He said, yes. He had his pride a little in him. Let me top up. And he familiarized his Lord, the Holy Spirit. Yes. They smote the goat of Ananias.
Don't
you see you have your pride in you?
That
in some you cannot explain it even. When you are in the people, you humble much. But secretly, mostly on the
marriage,
they are so stubborn there. Stubbornness.
Now,
Satan is waiting and says, as soon as their masters arrived, moving in the mighty I'm going to talk up the stubbornness. He will beat those goats by himself. He will beat his own descendants. He kills them by himself. Yes. In the time of being prepared,
there is
little stubbornness, madness, pride, little kind of arrogance. Sweating the point, he will top up. You make amazing schemes. What surprise on those things? You're going to betray us when you're not prepared to betray us. Because you have your skills little in you.
Yes,
Satan is going to top them up. And they come seek who is leading this revival. We give you money that you hand him over.
It's
because Peter was even tired of him.
I
got tired of him.
Every time
he speaks, the one speak truth. Me, I was among in the congregation sitting. I got angered of every time he spoke. Are you there in that state? If you still come like that, you will not come on me.
You
come towards one who has come to move in the mighty, mighty move.
He
will kill you when it is still early. Even the husband will come later. The wife came after. If you find they take out the husband. Do you know why they did the husband and the wife? These ones make skins right from their bedrooms. And they reach out, they are very humbled. The married, are we there? You wait for us. Sure. You're married. You have skins? Some hands have not seen them risen up well. Lift up your hands if you're married.
Straight,
you want to deny it now?
baagereza ku bafumbo manya abafumbo babeera
nefuoaeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeee overcome you. And they are peaceful. They are hypocrites. And they are rascals.
One
spoke to the husband in the bedroom.
What is the mulibakumpima?
Take away the day, measure you on me.
But who come did on my
side? She's the one who introduced
one is Uganda.
I welcome your brethren.
Oh no, your mommy.
This one is my husband.
But
they have been pulling each other in the bedrooms.
They are
frauds.
Rarely
do the other good things. Even the evils they keep silent over them. They usually say that things of the bedroom, they don't speak them out.
But boss,
they are not written in the bedroom. Schemes, foolishness, and arrogancy. Those are not of the bedroom.
Where
was it written that be done in the bedroom? those are not secrets. Those are of foolishness and evils. Praise Jesus much. God did not take delay to book an example on the marriage. The hypocrisy they had. When the Holy Spirit came in the mighty move, Satan said now, he has to strike those of his household. Remember Ananias?
He
has ever prayed for Paul. Yes. To be filled with the Spirit. It's very bad. The situation is very dangerous and bad.
You can even pray
that and they reason up more than
just
you. Just because you retain them in yourself.
He
ever prayed for Paul and his eyes were opened.
This
point is very dangerous. Some people say that is over here. That is not of this time. That is Acts chapter 5. There we are in Acts 9. They say that is not the Ananias. That's another one.
They
knew that the one they have come before you was the Holy Spirit. Think, why were they bringing? Let's finish this verse. Acts chapter 5, verse 4.
Era bwe yamala okutundibwa, teyali mu buyinza bwo. Kiki ekikuteesezza mu mutima gwo okukola bw'oti. Tolimbye bantu, naye Katonda.
While it remained, was it not your own? And after it was sold, was it not in your own power? Why have you conceived this thing in your heart? You have not lied unto men, but unto God. Verse
5.
And Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and died, and great fear came on all them that heard these things. Verse
6.
And the young men arose, wrapped him up, and carried him out, and buried him. Verse
7.
And it was about the space of 3 hours later, when his wife, not knowing what was done, came in. Verse
8. Mbulira mwatonde nimiro muwendo bweguti nagamba nti wewawo bweguti.
And Peter said unto her, tell me whether you sold the land for so much. And she said, yea, for so much.
Olumwenda.
Verse 9.
Ne Petero namugamba nti kiki ekibatabaganyiza okukema omoyo gwa Mukama. Laba ebigere byabwe abasise balo biri ku ruggi.
Then Peter said unto her, How is it that you have agreed together to tempt the Holy Spirit of the Spirit of the Lord? Behold, the feet of them who have buried your husband are at the door and shall carry you out. Verse 10.
Amangu ago nagwa kubigerebye natondoka abalinzi bwe bayingira ne bamusanga nga afudde ne bamutwala ne bamuziika wamu ne bba.
Then she fell down immediately at his feet and died. And the young man came in and found her dead, and carrying her forth, buried her by her husband. Yes. Now they had forgotten that the spirit came in red mode and is in might.
It's
something you've been up to in the entire world. Church has a steady it's been, and the spirit never moves within it. And they have all form of stubbornness, have every evil in there. Now they welcome him. They think he brings only cars, houses. He brings healings of HIV.
If
sin, he has to heal it. Yes. He has to heal the sin. Fine.
If finds
one of those has been preparing and he takes sins from you, you can go help the many.
He
moves with you doing good and you heal all oppressed by Satan.
On
that day it's you to be an example. Until you are waiting for him. Yes. Celebrations are moving on. But the one you're waiting has ways of might.
They
are not the things you're used to,
or
demons divinating those in the churches.
They
don't mind of sin.
They
don't mind the secret sins in them. The people of hidden evil seated on them. They come on the pulpits. They claim to worship God. Brethren, you're going to see him very well. I don't know what are you expecting you, but to be surprised. I'm so surprised of you.
While
you're waiting for, you do not know him. What's going to do them, perhaps you've not entered them in your head.
He's
going to destroy the wisdom of the wise, the understanding of the prudent, and you appearing wise in your own ways. You still appear wise. He comes to destroy. This work is coming. Let us read. Let's read here. Isaiah chapter 29 verse 14.
Kale ngenda okukola omulimu gw'ekitalo mu bantu bano. Omulimu ogw'ekitalo era ekyamagero n'amagezi g'abagezigezi baabwe galizikirira n'okutegeera kw'abakabaka baabwe kulikwekebwa.
Therefore, behold, I will proceed to do a marvelous work among these people, even a marvelous work and a wonder, for the wisdom of their wise men shall perish, and the understanding of their prudent men shall be hid.
The
work he comes to do as he moves. It's a marvelous work. A miracle you've never seen. You don't know even how it's going to work.
That's why he
tries to set you on a standard of which work you've not realized what kind of work.
Destroy
the wisdom of the wise. Still within his charge,
you
claim to be wise in your ways. You act cunning and crafty.
Oh, yeah.
You are crafty and cunning.
Fujo.
Stubbornness.
Oh,
returning evils in the heart.
You
come show them the ones you hold tight onto. Hold on the wisdom of the wise.
And the
understanding of the prudent. And what about you in his house? Judgment, you know, begins from the house every day. You too, you know that.
2
Peter chapter 4, verse 17 downwards. Judgment begins in the house. Within the house.
What's
in the world is not to leave them in his charge.
Destroy
wisdom of the wise, understanding of the prudent. You too, you act crafty within his house, and the
Ananias
in the house is more to them.
Simanyo olinda
chi. I don't know what you're waiting for.
That
mighty move of the Holy Spirit.
Christ,
the devil, no one prepares for it. They just wait for him. Dangerous. Even leaders of the world, right from the LC chairman, come have a meeting at the village. They announce that.
And
they say that, brethren, you come with this and this.
Wow.
It is a village meeting. The ones coming moving the entire world, they are not prepared for him at all. Now he's going to come within the house. He first beats them as he beats those of the world. Very terrifying, you of full knowledge, where they would have run to be told what is happened. When you two you were in tears.
I don't
know whether you've ever thought of welcoming God.
Bible
tells you, prepare to meet him.
Don't
just meet him like that. Perhaps he prepared.
It's
not greeting him when you are holding it.
You
bring your hands and you meet and he slap you. And waited you to salute him.
Sir.
When they meet God, they don't meet him like that. I'll tell you the way you will meet him.
See
how you bring your hand to hold, shake him, and expected you to salute him, and you salute him like that. You bring your hand to hold him, they slap you. And they say your hands are not right to touch the Lord.
Yeah,
these who held the covenant box as they fell, and they smote them. They died instantly. They had no qualities touch the covenant box. If it falls, let it fall. But don't dare touch it.
There are
things you want to order and it will spit you at that time.
No
one wanted to order them, now you're not aligned. You come on there to stand, you speak of sin. Yourself, you have it. And they first quiz you from here.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You have got to enjoy that experience. I prepare you with your beheadedness. You shall enjoy that moment.
When
the covenant boss was falling,
he says,
let us save it.
Don't
have holiness with yourself. The covenant box upon it was the word holiness. That you save it not to fall.
Not
to fall was the
name,
but who was ordering it?
You're
going to do revival? You're not yet aligned?
People
will align you on that day, you too.
Are
we together? People say that now. Let him wait to come. There's no more waiting. Time of birth, giving birth is come. Whatever it is, you have to conceive and give birth. And the labor pains cannot go back. The child is in the middle of the legs.
Though
you regret why you got pregnant, you will give birth.
And
the doctors, we are going to slap you.
This
is going to come on the 14th. What that does not stop him from coming. On the 13th, he's going to begin to move.
Are
we together? I've told you secrets. You prove that you Submit to the standard God has set up. If you're to work with the Spirit, in revival and restoration of all things. Just as you heard in Isaiah 29 verse 14, that the work is going to do it. That's a marvelous work. It's a wonder.
Don't know
because a miracle, you not know how it is. A miracle happens, you get awestruck. A wonder happens and you get mad. Yes. What is going to do there? Don't know what wonder will be upon you. Don't know whether you rise up back as a dog because of your acts. And he said, "Woo! I've fornicated a lot. I don't have any dogs even." He says,
in
the work there are even alien acts you have never known. According to Isaiah chapter 28, verse 21 and 22, he says like this. Isaiah chapter 28, verse 21.
Alisunguwala, ngabo ya sunguwali ya mchuomu che Gibioni, akolo mlimu gwe, omulimu gogwe chitalo, elatu ukirize echikonwache eche chitalo.
For the Lord shall rise up as on mountain Perazim, he shall be angry as in the valley of Gibeon, that he may do his work, his awesome work, and bring to pass his act, his alien act. Yes.
And
always you had your anger within you, sat on the chair, and they spoil all things of yours. And you rise up to order, set them in order. You find mad people in them. You slap. Even to something to them.
They're like
a child. I've gotten angry and the child. And you beat that child. And you even kick them. You kick them like a football. Have you gotten angry to that point? You slap the child. And even you kick them at the same time. I don't say you go do to them like that. Said some acts, they are alien.
I know
what they call an alien act.
It's
something you have never seen. As we
had
these aliens who come down on the planet Earth, as what kind of creation have we never seen before?
Now the acts
come in the mighty move of the Holy Spirit. The mighty move.
You to be
stubbornness is not what he is going to do to you.
You to be
prepared for time you despise.
You
not yet known what is to do to you. But you are welcoming him.
And
though you will not welcome him,
coming is
the one who proclaimed that he is going to come. Remember when he swore. It never regrets and changed that.
Is
the Lord who never changed. And most of the works to be done in it, they are going to be spoken of and people never believe it's God who has done them. They are going, people who will turn into trees there. And they will be there
as
a tree. It will be written on evangelist stoppers. Now what happened here?
What were you
going to call? And when they tell them to you, that goat you see that moving there, that is Pastor Newman. You said no, you're lying. Do you know where he went? Where is he? Then you show him to us. What happened?
And
this became in mind. And we didn't know what he's going to do. And he met us with evils. He did to us alien acts, which we've never seen. There are people who are immoral.
He's
going to block and no one will lose them.
will tie them. They will tie, be tied to intact. You get tied up.
In the act.
Doctors cannot separate them.
What are
things going to do, let me tell you. And you've never seen them.
They've
expected, though they tell them to them. Get astonished that, no, you, this is not God. Why do this to the people? He's doing his final work. And his glory will not give to it to another. What you have to know,
that's
the reason why he's preparing us so much. Every corner, don't move, don't head here.
You know that God
in times paints the world and they doubt him, his presence, they will never dare doubt him again.
Never
happened again. From when he moves on the 13th of September 2022, never say that God is not in the world. He says that God forsook the world.
You can write Ezekiel
8 from verse 1 to 14. They say that God left the world. They do things they want. They will never dare do that again. He's going to do things. Now I'm warning you, child of God. Held tight on the standard he sets you on. He sets you according to what he's going to be doing.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
You are meandering.
Whatever you do, you do not understand.
And
you say you wait to welcome him.
When
the president is passing right on the roads, you know what happens? Every car is put out on the side of the road. You dare remain on the way. The army will come. They can beat you. Even beating the hammers on you. They can shoot you. The president is passing you on the ways, blocking him. You're in the church, you would have aligned yourselves. If you've not gotten aligned, you are like stumbling, hindering him that he never moves. Who deceives you? He told you in Proverbs 8, 35 downwards, all those who hate him, they love death. All those who sin, they sin against their own lives. The things you do and retain with evils, they are upon you. You get a trouble you have never seen before. You are on your own life missing it.
Those
who commit evils and they say, let us see how he will move.
Okay.
Fine. You are a very hard person. Let me tell you, you want, perhaps you are opting to die. The other, what you are up to, that you sin against the Lord. You are on, you're wronging your own life. Let's put it there, you see. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 35. For whosoever finds me findeth life and shall obtain favor of the Lord. Verse
46.
But he that sins against me wrongs his own soul. All they that hate me love death. Yes. If you think you're doing sins against the Lord, he's going to make a loss because of your sins. You are on your own life. You hate God
and
act evils against him. The orders you do not get aligned. You are opting to die. where trouble is his coming. Ananias never realizes moving.
And
lie just as they were doing it before.
This
time you deceive and lie to me. When he will move, you will never find me there. You will find him there. Like the ministers you find there. Yes. And at times you lie to me and I see you and I... You keep lying. Yes. And I come to tell you, stop lying to me. Even some you reached here. You did mind of the standards of God is set here. You begin that you have seen women and men here. You don't know the standard which is here. There are things set up here, those we follow.
If
a woman to marry, have to go to those who prepare you, the judges of the church,
who's
responsible of a holy marriage, the holy marriage, holy family, and the holy church. They have to get you prayer partners. Now they take you back. Department of the deacons. Now you are just rushing that you saw. What have you seen?
For
one who sees gains favor from the Lord. When you saw, you immediately go in favor. You are there that you're dreaming. What are you dreaming?
We
dream a couple of years. Don't dream dreams, you dream the word of God. After you dreamed, it told you what? That you skip the criteria of the Bible. Even some of you approached the others.
I've seen here in the vision.
To manina kulabye mukwale sewa. Why do you see them in the vision when they are physically here?
Have
you seen them all the time? Physically, you waited to see them in the vision. But you,
yes,
praise Jesus much.
What
there is a standard set up.
Kelly,
it is going to be very hard to begin to touch within it and change it. It is very hard. You cannot even change this standard. Even those who have been near us and they tried it before they reached the engine of the standards and they already fell. Where is that engine of the standard?
Where is
an engine governing the standard here? The spirit of truth. What can you do? The Spirit is present. When he came in the Acts chapter 2,
this
time is to move, work in the world, to manifest. Not to say he's going to come down from heaven.
Present,
but was coming back in the church that he begins to move again. Praise Jesus much. In Obadiah chapter 1 verse 5, he says like this. Obadiah chapter 1 verse 5.
No, katsume. Katsume Habakkuk. Habakkuk esulisuka nolinyirirokutano.
Habakkuk esulisuka nolinyirirokutano.
Habakkuk chapter 1 verse 5.
Murabe mumawanga museyo omwoyo mwewunye nyo nyini kubanga nkolera omulimu munnaku zammwe bwe mutalikkiriza ne wankubadde nga mugubuuliddwa.
Behold you among the nations and regard and wonder and be astonished, for I will work a work in your days which you will not believe, though it be told you. Yes. He's going to do a work, let me tell you. And it's very astonishing. We tell you that. That's evangelist of us. How can we see, a tree there?
Yo.
He is the one. You know what happened?
And
he had retained this and this. I'm not saying that a fire stopper is becoming a tree. Not. I was given an example. Yes.
Yes, you
must praise Jesus much. If it be told you that no, leave that. It's impossible. That is Lulu's wife. Now, where is she? That pillar of salt. That is the one. You know what happened?
Entered
to serve ministry of God.
Mighty move.
And she looked in the world of the immoral people.
She
wanted to enter into Sodom. Yet where God took her from and smote her. Things which are no more going to happen be in the church. And be no more going to happen.
If
enter church, you've entered.
If move,
out, you clearly known you've gotten out. And the world is
clean.
The Lord did this to this person. And they say it's impossible. The world is filled of the masses of God.
You
cannot do like that. And he asks, should we see more that grace may abound more? When they see that it involves death. Yes. We sin that grace may abound more?
And
the spirit of the masses, you think you'll add on that grace? That's Romans chapter
3.
Let's read, we see.
Abalumi sura yokusatu.
Kadusome olwabirimu omusavu tukire.
Abalumi sura yokusatu nulinyurabirimu omusavu.
Romans chapter 3 verse 27.
Kalo kwenyumiriza kuliruyiwa. Kwaziyizibwa. Kwaziyizibwa na mateka gafanana gatya. Gabikorwa nedda. Ne namateka gakukiriza.
Where is the boasting then? It is excluded. By what law? Of works? No, but by the law of faith. Verse
28.
Therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. Verse 29.
Oba Katonda wa Abayudaaya, era si Katonda wa Abamawanga, weewaawo, era wa Abamawanga.
Is he the God of the Jews only? Is he not also of the Gentiles? Yes, of the Gentiles also.
Olinyolwa satu.
Verse 30.
Obanga Katonda ali omu, aliwa obutuukirivu abakomole olw'okukkiriza, n'abatali bakomole olw'okukkiriza.
Seeing it is one God who shall justify the circumcision by faith, and uncircumcision through faith. Verse 31.
Kala mateka tugajjawo olw'okukkiriza kitalo nedda tuganyweza bunyweza.
Do we then make void the law through faith? God forbid. Yea, we establish the law.
Abalumi esula y'omukaaga n'olinyo olusooka.
Romans chapter 6 in the verse 1.
Kale tunayogera tutya?
What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Verse
2.
God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer in it? Verse
3. Verse 3.
Know you not that so many of us, as we are baptized into Jesus Christ, we are baptized into his death?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Romans chapter 6, the verse 1 and 2.
Agambi tuongereo kuonona.
He say, shall we continue in sin
that
grace might abound?
Agamba chitaru.
And he said, God forbid.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Yes.
Now the world.
We've
already been in Psalms. And we say the world is filled with the grace of God. But those masses never say, cast us into sinning, that it may abound more. Not. He said, God forbid. You have gone into real death.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So what is needed? If we are to work with the Holy Spirit, we heard that we, our bodies, and our spirits, they are what is going to join onto.
We're
going to join with our spirit.
We'll
be in one body. We work with Him. In that way, it means we have to align ourselves.
Our
bodies offer them as a living sacrifice.
And
that living sacrifice, every wickedness must have been finished out of the body.
Any
time you read in Romans chapter
8,
verse 16, he says like this. Romans chapter
8,
verse 16.
Omoye nyini wamunomoyo gwafeng.
The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Yes. The Spirit Himself with our spirit
means
going to be joining on our spirit.
We'll
be in one body. And we move together in the mighty, mighty move. Even revival.
In
restoration of all things.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now remember, if you are going to be in the same body, there are things you have to agree upon. Praise Jesus much. There is a standard we must be upon, we and Him. Praise Jesus much.
The
time we read in the 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 and 20, He speaks these words.
1
Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19.
Obate mumanyi ngombiri gwamwe yeyekali yomoyo mutukuvu ali mumwe gwe mulina eyava eri Katonda namwe temuli kubwa mwe.
What? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have of God, and you are not your own?
Olinyolwabiri.
Verse 20.
Kubanga mwagulibwa namuwendo kale mugulumizenga Katonda mumbiri gwamwe ne mumyoyo jamwe.
For you are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Yes.
Know
you not our bodies? They are temples of the Holy Spirit.
And
we are bought with that price. We are not of our own.
That,
said that me, I want this. Me, I do it humble and softened like that. Me, my nature is like that. All that seems to be.
And you
say you're going to honor Him now. In the body and in the spirit. This is to
pop,
that He checks the heart. What fills the heart is what comes out.
Because
the spirit moving in might, join with the spirit.
And
Romans 8 verse 16, the body is captured. Yes. Because
you
are not in the house, you as one spirit there.
But
upon you is joined the Holy Spirit, you're going to move. And where you appear, it's where He appears.
When
you pray, lay hands to is the one who gets Him.
And
you work together with Him very well. Now He tells you,
you
honor your spirit.
You
stop degrading yourself. For you have another going to join on you.
Which
be said that one in us is greater than the one in the world. Must be within us. Then it means your body is no more yours.
You
are not going to decide what you want.
You are not
going to decide pride as you. No. You have to agree
with
this one who has come in the house. You write Amos 3 verse 3. You know it very well. For the new members it says, two cannot move together except they have agreed.
The one you want to move with in mighty and power. Is it not that, Pastor Godfrey?
He said,
let's first agree on the standards.
I
don't want to reach there. And you begin to ashame me. Those
who've
cast demons from, and then you fornicate with them. That because they have looked nice before you, you still have those lusts within you.
See,
demons are there and they're still near. See, when they set them as an agent to you and just then they go on the side and they wait to last over them, they enter in you. Now there is a standard that you have to be prepared on. Amos 3:3 has said that two cannot move together except they have agreed. Now where trouble is, the Holy Spirit came down is right in the world. What he remained with was to get a temple. Spirits of people he joins on in one body to move with them.
But
problem, we do not leave the sins he chases us from. Last time I told you,
I
said power the Spirit upon all bones with flesh. Yes. Joel chapter 2, 27.
And
to 40. Power the Spirit on all those with flesh. But all of them never got. We only saw 12. Acts chapter 2. Verse
1.
Up to 12. The Apostle Peter reported that this is what was written in Joel the prophet. Yet those present there, not all with flesh. Where the trouble is, agree with, connect with him in the standards he sets up. Don't you see, wait for him, you may not
get,
and you may never see him in your life. And you've remained in the olden years, you've not moved on the 13th of September 2022. When you see you just as the olden person, nothing new, nothing changed on you. Nothing added on you.
It's
not new work you do.
It's
no power with you. We expect things of power. For you can't be working might. In the power in the world, in the alien acts.
And
when we speak, the world hears.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But
where
trouble is, not yet agreed. The one you work with is jealousy.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Now
where trouble is,
he says,
come, taken over the temple. You're going to be together in that same body. You have to agree.
Do
things below that they be left. Offer your body a living sacrifice. Yes. And you work with him. And it is living.
You
go in the ministration of wisdom. Yes. Let's go back in the Romans. Romans 12 verse 1 and 2. Romans chapter 12 verse 1.
Chenvudembega ya aboluganda olokusasira kwa Katonda okuwanga ebibiri kyamwe sadake namu entukuvu esanyusa Katonda kwekuweleza kwamwe okwa magezi.
I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Verse 2.
Sote mufananyizibwanga ng'emirembe kino Nemuchu sibwenga uroku fulama geziga mwe amaja. Mlioke muke menga webidi Katonda bia yagara, ebirunji, ebisanyusa, ebitufu.
And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Yes.
But
which an aspect, we have to offer our bodies a living sacrifice. But a living sacrifice, there are evil sins which had killed it.
God removed
them that becomes a living sacrifice. Yes, it's very clear there. Sure. It's not yet really become living until it's taken out the sin which killed it. Now, there is be transformed, not to be conformed to this world. Remember the body I've told you. In manifesting of the Holy Spirit,
he moves
in mighty
mouth.
He wants to join with your spirit. Not to possess it, but to be in one body with him.
When you
stretch your hand, it's right there. Where you move feet, it's where he moves his hands.
So
you stretch your hair and you say in America,
then
there be people filled and they get filled. Where you move your hand, he moves his. There is a price you have to do.
This
body to offer it, a living sacrifice. There are things you have to totally give up.
Get
out of your body to appear a living sacrifice.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Let's repeat that verse
1.
Romans chapter 12, verse
1.
I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Yes.
We
offer our bodies a living sacrifice. And it's holy. Acceptable unto God. It's our reasonable service. What killed it? Romans chapter 6, 23,
he says
that the wages of sin is death. Sin has to get out of the body. It become a living sacrifice. Let's read Romans, you see.
We're going
to take time enough getting explained of this issue. Romans chapter 6, verse
23.
For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Yes. When they tell you, present a body living sacrifice, it must be made living when sin is gotten out of it. And it gets holy and evils have gotten it out of it. Yes. It has to be living and it is holy. Have to first take out sin. It becomes living.
We
take out all the evils which follow there. Acts of death, all of them. It becomes living. Then the spirit joins on your spirit. You work in one body. Teacher, have you seen them? You know, people love much to work with God. And they want the spirit to come in their bodies. But for it becomes a living sacrifice, it never comes. Yet it is holy. It is called the Holy Spirit. How do you bring him in a temple not holy? It's not holy. It's not living even.
It's
a rich in your house. And it's been long you mopped it. The children you renate in the chairs, the sofas. And you say, in this house, there's no life. Now, according to your body and the evils you've come committing, the sacrifice is not living. The sin made it into a dead. evil, made it not holy. The Holy Spirit say we handle all of them. We first order it. He said, let's align all these issues. For in Romans 7 he says that what will be of this body of death? Yes. The wage of sin is death. The body of it was killed for sin. Commits evils, all they are of death. Right there are the exchange. Where we fought the fight from there 2016. To when the spirit will move. To the time of God move, we've been fighting that we have a living sacrifice in our bodies and the holy and join in our spirit in one body.
This
teachers raise a hand, the spirit puts his.
They
command healing, they get healed.
They
command demons be caught, they get be caught. Every day, how have you been waiting for the Holy Spirit?
Usasis.
How have you been waiting for him? You work how?
Wanji?
Are we together? It involves aligning ourselves.
We
may not even see him. If you have aligned yourself, no matter where you are, he will reach you.
Yes.
After he calls the 70, those who are sober will so choose out my people. 70 elders, and they have aligned themselves well. You bring them here.
I'm going to
get the spirit on you and put on them. The two never came. But where they remained, still they were on the standards. Still they got the spirit. Even those going to get him and they are not here. In full knowledge. And they are out in the world. They are lying themselves where they do not know you. And just a revival is where? Moses is where? Let's call the children of Israel from Egypt. They are going to come and been on to this quarry. You are in the jealousies. You are there getting angered of others. Why God reef them quickly?
Why is God
reason you quickly? There has been a need. People aligning themselves, they do not even know you.
They're
in churches out there individually and they try on themselves. And you write on the altar, you become a parable which says that being near the lake,
it's
not to eat much fish. Those with money buy them off and you don't eat a single. Those who can buy nothing, they bought already.
Just
they prepare themselves. Let's go to Romans chapter 7. Verse 23 downwards.
Romans chapter 7, verse 23.
But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me to captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. Verse
24.
O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Verse 25.
Kale bwe kityo, nzenze ka mu magezi, ndi muddu wa mateeka ga Katonda naye mubiri wateeka lya kibi.
I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin. Yes. Christ said, but there is a law of sin which caused me to die.
And
now I'm this body of death. The spirit who cries with those words. But the Holy Spirit says, I want to come within you. But let's agree. Let me first save you from this body of death. Yes. I want to take sin from you. Become a living sacrifice. Your body become a living sacrifice. And take all the evils from you. You become a temple which is holy. I come, we be in there. Begin to work in the world. And they say, that will come in our area. And they think you are alone, yet you are with me. But Jesus was doing God. For God was with him. It's very dangerous.
Wari wo kubanga mubutufu sadaka yo mubiri gwo.
And you sacrifice your body.
Efuke namu
kusuka. It first becomes living. The second.
Nefuka ntukufu.
It becomes holy.
Ebyo nabibeerawo.
All those happen.
Nga ojibwa mwechi.
When you be taken sins from you.
Owa nyisibwa butafana nyisibwa mirembe
jino. Be conformed to this world.
Emirembe jino jiri jitya.
World, how does it appear?
Jijudo kwegomba kwese.
Of the lusts of the world.
Kwegomba kwa amaso.
Lusts of the eyes.
Amalala gobule
mbulu. The pride of this life.
Ebyo nanga bikukukumbiyemu.
All those has gotten them out of you.
Not
be conformed to this world.
Oh, you know,
must be a new creation in reality.
In
those who see you, they say, this person indeed is new. But you have defied much. You made a great fight.
Mostly,
you were spent here a couple of years.
Ever
since we came here in 2016,
December,
ended wanting to set up on his standards. He taught Satan schemes. He taught the schemes in your hearts, your personal schemes. He taught the evil spirits. He taught many things.
You know,
have to align yourself. Some said, why repent? Leave us.
Because
he had a target you did not know. Wanted to turn your body a living sacrifice and holy. Acceptable before God. The reasonable service of wisdom in the world. And not in human wisdom. Put on you all this long.
It's been
a standard is set for you. And one of the 8 standards. Yes. Now you've been making fights.
People
committed evils, they do not expect to repent. Let's repeat this Romans. I'm going to be summarizing. Next part we shall see the day of tomorrow. If God wills. Romans chapter 7, verse 23.
Naye ndabe teke ddala mu bitundu byange, ngairwana n'etteeka ery'amagezi gange, era nga lindeeta mu bufuge wansi w'etteeka ery'ekibi eri mu bitundu byange.
But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity.
We are
in Romans 12. Verse 1 and 2. I want you to understand it the way it is. Romans chapter 12, verse 1.
Kyenvudde mbeegayirira abooluganda olw'okusasira kwa Katonda okuwangayo emibiri gyammwe ssaddaaka ennamu entukuvu esanyusa Katonda kwe kuweereza kwammwe okw'amagezi.
I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Verse 2.
Sote mufananyizibwanga ng'emirembe gino,
Naye mukyusibwenga olw'okufuula amagezi gammwe amaggya, mulyoke mukemenga bwe biri Katonda by'ayagala, ebirungi, ebisanyusa, ebituufu.
And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Yes. If you make you a living sacrifice, take out the sin which killed your body. It becomes a temple. And he has to handle the second part. You become holy. And he tells you, you should not be conformed to this world.
He
has to take you in all things of evils. Of the lust of this world. Lust of the eyes. Not be conformed to this world.
And
after you renew your, it transforms your mind to be renewed. That is another stage.
To
be made a living sacrifice,
I know
it takes sin from you. To make you holy,
I know
it proves not be conformed to this world.
And
takes out the lusts of the eyes, lusts of the flesh, and the pride of this life. After you transform your mind to be renewed, don't think in the way of that mentality in the world, but you think within the words.
For
wisdom is what is in the words. Everything you're going to do, you ask. The wisdom in the word of God, what does it say?
That
is what get you to fast. Transform your mind to be renewed. He makes you holy.
You're
not conformed to this world. And indeed, you are holy. That point is a bit broad.
Let
me this scripture, we shall connect, handle more of them tomorrow. Ephesians chapter
5,
from verse 1. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1.
Kale mugobererenga Katonda, ng'abaana abaagalwa.
But you therefore, followers of God as dear children. But, yes.
Now
because it's going to be moving, we have decided to agree to follow him as he wants. Just as children dearly loved, God has dearly loved us. Many
wait
the mighty move of the Holy Spirit.
In
revival, restoration of things. No one prepares them.
And
they are going to wait in vain.
You will
just hear that he's moving the people he's working with. I do not know how God dearly loved us like this.
He's
not preparing us. And insists on us in everything. But only one thing.
He thought
we become a living sacrifice. In our bodies, become a living sacrifice. When sin is taken from us, which caused death,
and
wants it to be his temple, a holy temple, and he gets all evils from us, not conformed to this world. Even our minds try to renew it. He say no. No, the building is not the church. It's you. Let the mind be renewed.
Tell us
things of speaking well, the pure language. Yes.
Amen.
Teach us how to sit.
A woman,
the man, the married does not marry it.
Everything he
handles it, and we say how is too much on us.
He
cannot be conformed to this world.
How
dare you find a sister? Are you walking just as those of the world? See, even a man and man, we are not allowed to walk with pastor and we hold each other like this. The same homosexuality is there.
And
when they find you like this, pastor, you are moving man with a man. Yet homosexuals, they spot you. They had to show us no. You not be conformed to that world.
They show
hairstyle to cut and not to cut on our heads. Lord, we plate and here we do not plate. And this is too much on us. Do you know what makes to turn your body living sacrifice? And it is holy. The Holy Spirit is going to be within you. It's the refined angel again is one sent to prepare you. If you do not know how you're meant to be.
Wow.
Let's read, we see. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 2.
Era mutambulirenga mu kuwagala, nga nti era nga Kristo bwe yabagala mmwe, ne yeewaayo ku lwaffe okubeera ekirabo, era saddaaka eri Katonda, okubeera evvumbe eriwunya obulungi.
And walk in love, as Christ also has loved us, and has given himself for us as an offering, and the sacrifice to God, for a sweet smelling fragrance.
Yes.
Jesus offered himself. As he tells us, you to offer your bodies. And I smell a fragrance. It's progress of knowledge.
More
read in the 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 14 downwards.
He has to make us reveal
the progress of knowledge in every place.
Once
so we are speaking, we speak and out of the body comes the progress of knowledge. So
there
is something he wants us to be. There is standard of the Holy Spirit.
It,
not just speak words without wisdom.
You have to
speak what's filled of progress of knowledge.
He
said, indeed, that is a living sacrifice. Here things come from it. In the fragrance of knowledge. But
you
still speak obscenities. Out of the mouth is rottenness of speaking vulgar. You smell immorality.
Huh?
You smell every profane and foolishness. You smell not wanting to marry. You smell not wanting to get married. People, you smell not to get married, how you be? Every time you're lasting. Now there are things you smell through those last things of yours. I know people who smell not to marry, how they are. I know those who smell not to marry. Those are men. Every time they're lasting, they're smelling every time.
They smell
out of their mouth. Somebody say, my God. Even those, others, their fingers are dirty, touching things not right.
Then
God stretched into his fridge. In Prophet Moses, Isaiah 63, when he stretched his hand,
where
is his spirit in their midst? Hand where there was the hand of Moses. Where Moses put God to put his hands. Look to your hands what they do. Some they are married. Till they sneak. Others they refuse.
And
they say, if you sin, you sin. And you look at them.
But God is
people, we had been born by prostitutes. We
choose
to become prostitutes. Is it not how it has been?
If
you get married, don't honor marriage.
The prostitutes,
they tell you they honor marriage. They are male and female prostitutes.
Bible says
marriage is honorable to all people. They don't mind because they are prostitutes. Psalms 51 is saying, we have begotten iniquity. Even our iniquities, our mothers conceived us. We
are born by
prostitutes, male and female. We
too
had begun the same works.
And
God called us to work with him. And
one would
take out that immorality, prostitution from you. Began to put laws upon us. He said, judges here, if you deprive, they report you. Listen, they're too much. Those are
our
bedroom matters, they don't speak them out.
Where
is written the bedroom matters?
Say
the bed has to be holy. Those are of holiness.
You
don't think of anything.
Male,
you cannot even be a living sacrifice. The progress of knowledge refuses to settle in you. You smell not marrying. You smell not getting married. I told you how it smells.
Let's
just...
It's
where you find those who never even bath.
And
they say, my body is mine.
But
that one prepares, they go be there with the Holy Spirit. But will it be possible, brethren? Are we making it? You think the Spirit is not around? Why does he not work with people? Humans never discover the secrets. Spirit set up standards if you will work with humans. Why the heavenly standard as it works with angels? Issues of marrying is just them from that. Yes.
You
are not going to be able to stand it.
In heavens,
you will be like angels. It's no marrying, no getting married.
For
the field of confusions, we hate them.
He
tells you marry one, get married to one,
till
you act stubborn on each other.
Now,
what is this you gave it to me?
Let's
work together, I be within you.
Give it,
man, I want you to give it to him. Give to man, get your body, give the woman. No one has a right over it. One has faith there, hand on there. Slap! If you chase a husband on your body, have you not chased already the Holy Spirit? Will he come and tell you work?
If you
chase off this woman, they give you one woman. Yes.
Say
that above the woman there is a man, and above the man there is Christ. Above Christ there is the Father.
He
orders all things very well. You mess them all up. And the woman goes above the man.
Now
Christ goes above the Father. Those ones are waiting for the Holy Spirit.
Many
of the things you've done, they have put you on the weighing scale, and they have weighed you, and you not amount to anything. Things of Belshazzar. In Daniel chapter 5,
when
they fall downwards, as they weigh him on the scales, he says, no, he's lacking. The kingdom be taken from him.
When
they take the kingdom, they take away the Holy Spirit.
For
when he manifests, Mark 12:28, I cast demons by the Spirit of God, the kingdom of God has come.
You cannot get
him when they have not weighed you well, and you are enough.
Mr.
Godfrey, do you make it?
Jeno, nyeleza kusewa.
Mzima Gilton ni gwa wera.
Pastor Gilton, is it you?
Choko tuburi na kwato mzinda.
You speak to us through a microphone. Let me ask these who are here represent you.
So, Silwa man.
Not by power.
Silwa buyeza na yake tuli mukutegeke.
By might, but since we be prepared.
Don't
attach yourself for not by power, not by might.
By
the Spirit still is the one speaking this now.
He said you
have to do your part. Don't dare attach yourself for Zachariah, not by power, not by might.
Sebo katimpera.
Not by power.
Yes,
the reason why is ask the Holy Spirit. For many of you are saying not by power, not by might, by the Spirit.
Still is
the one preparing you. It's you refusing.
Aha.
Jacob says what?
The
good thing we still have time to align ourselves.
Twebaza Katonda akyatubuulirira n'okutereeza ebibadde bikyagaana.
Thank God who still instructs us.
Nebanga nalulivaeko
terikyali. Time is no more there.
Tewali banga.
It's no more time.
Ennaku z'omwezi 10 na meka.
The date of 14th.
Omaze emyaka mukaaga akutegeka.
6 years he prepares you remain with 2 days.
Ochayi nebanga.
Allow yourself 2 days, you still have time.
Tewali banga.
Stop this of time. Time is over. Those are what has been in the congregation. Today's 9th. 11th? Man. 2 days remaining.
That
there's still time. Where is the time?
Recent
told you why in the inside.
God
given you that night.
Still
you came out, you've not finished.
Hallelujah.
Are you prepared?
Mukama wangi. Sinaba kuwele na yesabu moyo mtu kufu ampezi.
I've not yet made it, but I request the Holy Spirit makes me qualify.
Yes,
is doing a work in you. He will make you qualify today. The remaining time of Joshua chapter 1. Go get strong. Yourself. Don't dare say Holy Spirit or angel soul. No. Joshua was told have to take people to Canaan. Time has come. Joshua chapter 1. From verse 5 downwards. You quickly move.
Go.
Be strong and courageous. I'm to be with you.
I've not been with you.
First go get strengthened. Get courageous.
This man
get out of it. Go prove me and then come we go.
Jesus,
nothing is going to help you. Someone in the congregation still spoke that. I'm not filled up.
Agambye,
he has said, go yourself.
He
is ready to move with you as he moved with Moses. But you first go. Get strengthened. Get courageous. You get so strengthened. The words of the book. Do not depart from them day and night.
Amen.
Let's go to who?
Apostle Geoffrey. Jesus.
Apostle Geoffrey of Jesus. Are you prepared? Let this one represent musicians and those of the musical instruments. Praise the Lord Jesus. We request he has mercy on us. Because we refuse to accept his reproofs. If he accepted it, he wouldn't have been here. He has mercy on us. Yes.
He
said, should grace abound. We sin more that grace may abound more.
Yes,
he already had mercy.
You go get strengthened,
courageous, you move, we walk.
All you speak, no more works now. It's only one thing. Go get strength in you.
There
is no excuse. Time is up.
Grace
told in Romans chapter 6, verse 1 and 2, that we see more that grace may abound.
This is God forbid,
no more grace. Every day you played with
innings.
Time is up. Go get strengthened. Tomorrow we meet, I move to tell you. May God bless you.
We're
going to request the hymn songs.
My
brethren, the musicians, they will move on to minister to us. May God bless you.